blonde hair, and natural makeup. For them, pale skin was a sign of beauty and wealth. The women used a powder made out of a metal called lead to make their faces look lighter.
You mean lead? The lead that used to be in the pipes carrying the water in our houses?
That's right.
But lead is poisonous.
Yes, it is. And the ancient Greeks knew lead was poisonous. But it was so important for them to be beautiful that they used it on their face, and of course, it made them sick.
I can't believe they used lead on their faces. Anyway, who's next on the list?
The Romans. They were absolutely obsessed with beauty. A Roman philosopher once wrote, "A woman without paint is like food without salt." So it's clear that they really believe that women should wear a lot of makeup. The Romans believed that pink on the cheeks was a sign of good health, but they did not apply the makeup themselves. Instead, they used their servants to put on their creams and powders.
So the servants were like modern makeup artists then?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
I think I prefer putting on my own makeup. Olivia Johnson, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
File 6B, Listening.
Hello and welcome to today's program. Have you ever wondered how women made themselves look beautiful in the past? Our beauty expert, Olivia Johnson, is with us today, and she's going to tell us all about beauty through the ages. Olivia, where are you going to start?
Well, I'm going to start with the Egyptians, but it wasn't only women who used cosmetics at this time. Both Egyptian men and women loved their cosmetics. We know that from the paintings and the powders they left behind. The women wore a powder on their faces to make their skin lighter, and they painted a big black line around their eyes to make them look bigger. Men put a cream made of fat and oil and other substances on their face to protect it from the sun, a very early version of sunscreen. Egyptian kings and queens also put colorful powders around their eyes. Their favorite color was green, which they got from a mineral called malachite.
How interesting. Who are you going to tell us about next?
Okay, let's move on to the ancient Greeks. Cosmetics were an important part of their life, too. The ancient Greek idea of beauty was very pale skin,